This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the Comedy Zone Podcast. We are Comedy Zoning Out officially.
Officially?
Oh, officially
Comedy Zoning Out. We didn't talk about that, yeah.
Which drops March 21st. I said what I said. We're wrapping up the podcast with the newest member, myself, of course, Jason Allen King, Jonathan Williams, who's just won't leave, and here he is, the latest, Jordan Century. Hey,
they never said what happened. They never said. By they, I mean Jonathan. They never said what happened.
Wow, that's amazing.
I actually actively campaigned against this. But
that's what I even wrote down. I was like, Jonathan was on the fence.
That's really funny.
Jason recruited me solely to make you look bad.
I almost quit, to be honest. Yeah.
It still might happen. So here we are. We're excited to have you on the show. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I think I've listened to one or two episodes. Yeah,
we covered that. It's amazing. You're the one person who listens to it. Now here you are.
Per usual, I'm the one keeping this thing afloat. You know.
So we're just saying it on the podcast that we're assuming no one's listening.
Yeah,
we're just doing it.
Okay. Nobody's listening. I don't mean maybe. It's doing.
There's got to be some
it's
people.
It's
got to be some people.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jordan's like cool, and he takes time out of his life to do it.
He's a lot cooler than us. Our stock just went
down. I'm cooler than you, and he's cooler than me. It's like, it's a pretty clear.
Huh.
Like, you might be like better at sort of like doing life.
Yes,
okay. Do you have a bar in your house?
No.
Well,
no.
Okay, there we go then.
That's the measure?
That's my measure.
I think that carries a lot of weight.
All right, now I know who I'm working with.
Okay. Do you have a vision board?
No.
All right, you're back on top.
Yes.
Oh, I knew it.
That was a bait switch I wasn't ready for. I liked it. And it makes way more sense than having gone the other way. No. Listen, it might help you succeed, Jason. It's still real hard to respect.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The vision board thing?
Oh, yeah. I think that's important to write down your goals for the year.
For the year, not for 2021.
2021. It's 2024.
Yeah,
I'm 3 years behind. I still haven't done my 2021 goals. It's embarrassing. All right. Well, listen, let's introduce you to the...
Oh, yeah. We have to do that.
This one's jumping in. What? I like to find out, like, this is a double-edged sort of question here. So, who influenced you to get into stand-up? Like, why'd you get into stand-up? Mm-hmm. And then, now that you've been doing it for several years, has that influence changed? Or are you, like, still on the same person? Or are you surprised by someone new?
Yeah, no, I got into stand-up, it was kind of a toxic reason, actually. It was like post-breakup.
Is there any other way to get into it?
It was post-breakup, and like I was looking for a way of like being out of my comfort zone, because I was like, yo, I'm going to be better than whatever next guy she finds.
Wow.
So I was like, yo, I'm going to do something.
He went with stand-up?
I went with stand-up. Yeah, I know. In hindsight.
That is a very bad choice.
In hindsight, it was terrible, but yeah, no, I was on my lunch break, like, back when I was in Winston-Salem, and just happened to see a sign outside of a bar that said, open mic comedy on Thursdays.
No, you fucking
You're one of them.
I promise you.
You just saw a sign, literally saw a sign.
So you're making it, like, lamer.
No, I actually think it's great. I genuinely do, but it also is.
Yes, it was literally a sign.
It's very cliche.
It's very cliche.
Fair enough.
But that's okay.
You have a vision board. I don't want to hear it from you.
Jordan coming in hot. Yes.
So I went back like 2 weeks later. I put together like it was actually a 7-minute set. I ran over because I didn't know what the light meant, I guess.
That's
I ran over.
That's
and
impressive.
My sign to keep going was that I remembered everything. That was it. Wow. It wasn't really funny, but it's just I didn't forget any of my jokes.
Did people laugh? Like, did you?
Yeah, but you know, it's like if when you're doing comedy for the first time, a lot of your friends want to come out and see you. So it was like the support of
you had a loaded crowd.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I wouldn't. I didn't tell anybody that I was doing it.
Well, you have to have friends.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a good point. Actually, very accurate, especially at that point. Yeah. I like kind of have you guys were like my friends kind of or whatever. But that's you heard how I said it.
I know.
But then, legitimately, in Charlotte, I was alone. Mm-hmm. But Nope, there's no but.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. But, oh, no. It was that, like, the impulse to have people see you when you're first starting out, I kind of don't understand, to be honest.
Really?
Like, yeah, I wanted no one I knew to know I was doing this at all. I have a way easier time performing for strangers than I do people.
I think that's true.
Yeah, and doubly so when I was just starting, because it felt so like fragile and like so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I ate shit hard.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah, I kind of, again, this is such an interesting, and it sounds like I'm gonna mess with you, but I don't mean to mess with you. We're just different people in this way, right?
Yeah.
I have this, again, this isn't a zing. I have a really big sports system. I got my family, nieces, you know, they all live here. My brother, you know what I mean? So I had those people. It's like, I've been working hard on this. Come check it out. We're going to the Comedy Zone. And then people showed up and it was fun, you know? It's really fascinating. I will say, though, I started doing stand-up with Lauren. She actually got us the class. And so she and I went to open mics together sort of secretly.
Did not know that.
Yeah. She was great. She did a great job. Just she kind of phased out of it, but she was really good. It was a good class. She's probably the only other one in the class who's still doing it. She doesn't go much, but every once in a while.
She does?
Yeah. I mean, then once in a long while, but
like
she'll do for what she does now. Sometimes she'll literally like do posts with her like doing stand-up. Oh, nice. It's pretty funny.
See that.
So she's good.
Wait, are we talking about the same Lauren?
No.
We're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not Lauren.
Okay. Got it.
Who's
Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, not somebody else. She's a very dear friend, an ex of mine that got me into it.
Oh, did I meet her?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it's before your time.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's nice and awkward now, guys.
Yeah.
No, that's just how it is. No, she's a very dear friend. We hang out all the time. I go visit her and stuff. So that's good. So you saw this mic sign, you went and did it.
Yes.
How long from that first time to the next time did you go up?
Oh man, like a week. I think I tried to go back to the same open mic like a week later, and I don't know, I think they canceled it that week.
What was the place?
Yeah, it was Bull's Tavern on 4th Street, which doesn't mean anything to you, but Zoe Myers just happened to be the host that night.
No kidding.
Yeah, shout out to Zoe. He was the first person. One of the first actual comedians to see me do comedy.
That's fun. So my first night, Todd Riley was there. Will Jacobs was there. I don't think Ike was there. But there's other people who, in hindsight now, I don't know if they're still sort of around or whatever. But some like friends of mine, like were definitely. Yeah.
Was it the Zone?
No, it was down in. It was a Comedy Zone room, but it was in Fort Mill. Remember that? You guys ever do that?
I've heard of it though.
You guys never. That's really kind of a funny like generational thing there. Yeah, that went away. It was an interesting room.
Yeah,
it was like this room, probably as narrow as this room. But like twice as long.
Fort Mill's an interesting place.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like.
But here's the thing: you didn't do it the long way. You did it in the middle, so.
I couldn't find twice as long.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Siri, mind your business.
Look at Apple. Just all.
All up on our shit. So yeah, it was like in the middle. So you had like two, three maybe people, and then everything else was all left and all right.
I kind of love that, actually, a little bit.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's how I would have set the room up, too, because otherwise it would have been way too long, and the people
would have
paid attention and shit, yeah.
So, Jason, what is it like for you? I don't know how to really put this in a nice way, but it almost sounds like
I love that setup.
It sounds like
I'm ready.
Old people at the nursing home, like all their friends keep dying off, and you keep staying around. Yeah. What is it like a lot of your peers... kind of, for one reason or another, and you're still...
I don't love how that was worded, but I appreciate the question.
I do love how that was worded. In fact, you could have gone harder, to be honest.
I think this is the nature of the game. It's going to happen to you guys, too, if you stick around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just what happens. Yeah. People stop.
I think it already has happened.
Oh, yeah.
Very much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I also had...
Not thrilled about it.
But for real, that we've talked about this, is like a lot of like... A lot of this is just not quitting.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like a lot of the way to win is just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, like because everybody quits. I think is the phrase that you've said.
Yeah.
Everybody quits, except for the people who don't.
Yeah,
and the people who don't,
everybody quits. Yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer, because I will say that I think that, like, Ike is gone, right? Ike was, like, my best friend of comedy for a long time. And, like, even Tara Brown was close to the same time with me.
Right.
Ray Money's still around. I think he was, like, a year before me.
Yeah. He was just a starlet.
Yeah, was he? Oh, great. Yeah. Love Ray. We'll have Ray on here soon. So it's a little bit of a bummer, because I think a lot of the staying power is having people that you can continue to do this with.
True, yeah.
And I look forward, and it's going to sound like a dig too, but I look forward to the day that we're just working so much that we hang out on Mondays and Tuesdays because we're traveling. You know what I mean? That to me is the goal for all of us, because that's what's going to happen. Like, we work together a lot. Sometimes you guys are working together this week, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like that is potentially will go away, you know, which is a little bit of a bummer. But I've heard other people talk about it. It's just kind of fun. It's like wherever, you know what I mean? And I think the more success you get, the more opportunities there will be to work together more.
Right.
But it's not a team sport, right? I hate that cliche too, but it's true.
It's not a team sport, but it also can a little bit be. Like sure. Kind of what you're talking about. Like, if I am, as much as all of us obviously want to be the one who blows up, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whoever is, it benefits us all.
Absolutely.
Like, so. Directly and indirectly. It could be, one thing could be, hey, come on the road with me for a month, 2 months, a year, whatever. Or it could just be, hey, look what's happening in Charlotte. You know, like, I mean, there's like Christian Johnson, case in point. Like, he's someone who is absolutely blown up. And do all of us, if we're honest, feel a little envy? Of course we do. Of course we do. Of course. Man. How could you not?
No, of course.
But at the end of the day, it's like, that's good. That is, his success is good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, because to that point, I mean, honestly, that's definitely the person that pushed me to be more active on social media.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably, that makes sense.
Because we saw it work.
All three of us.
Yeah, we saw it work. So, and we're all in better positions because of it.
And just, we get to, you know, he said, where are you from? He's from Charlotte. And just, I think, I mean...
Well, Ryan Davis is the same. He was the first person that I saw blow up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is he doing? Like, but he had a different sort of attitude about everything right from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out, like, at open mics with shirts with...
Who the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, he just has that marketing gene. He just knows promotion, and he has the right attitude about it. And that's, like, good for him. That's great. Yeah. Christian's success and his, I think, are... I think they're very different, though. There are differences. It seems like...
I feel like Christian almost, like, got, like, didn't even, like, see it coming, almost.
That's
I get that. It kind of, like, swept him up, you know, in a really cool way. But I get that sense.
I had to guess, and we should just have him on here and talk to him about it.
For sure.
But if I had to guess, I think the success was a surprise. Then he was like, oh, shit, I can take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. And then sort of, you know, took advantage of it or whatever. Right. I think, you know, Ryan Davis, I think he knew. I don't want to talk out of school at all, but I know there was a specific thing that happened where he was like, oh, shit, okay. This is going to be a thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to push all my chips in. And see if it works. And then it worked big time.
Yeah.
So there are some differences there. I don't know. They're just both good dudes.
Metrics.
I'm happy their success.
This is what we can say. Metrics were involved.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So we're having a good conversation. I'm going to throw another one in there. Another question in here. This is for you, Jordan. If you had the choice, which comic in Charlotte would you jettison into space?
Oh, gosh. Can I be honest?
This is amazing.
This is the part we're keeping? Yeah. Okay.
Just they're just screaming and yelling.
You're not allowed to edit.
Suddenly, they're in space and they're like, and then they're gone.
And you feel so good.
He wants to answer so bad. I'm not making all right. That. Don't answer.
I'll answer, but we got cut.
Don't answer that question.
I do have an answer.
Do you have this is the answer?
Yes.
Answer?
Yes, there's all one right. person that drives me insane.
I like that. I love this. Off mic, baby.
I didn't know we were going to get spicy.
We can talk.
Jordan,
I'll describe it. The reason this person drives me insane.
Oh my God,
you know what? Yay. Let's do it.
The reason
this person drives me insane is because they basically do street jokes.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, they'll do a joke where...
Yeah, me too. I'm doing...
Andre, if you saw them, you would know exactly who I'm talking about. Now, I can't even tell you the joke, because then you're going... They'll know if they're listening exactly who it is.
Ooh, I'm circling in a little bit, maybe. But...
But yeah, that's the first, because it feels like, I don't know if you realize what you're doing is wrong, but it's so lazy, and I wish you would just get out of here.
I think, I feel like people who do that don't know.
I think they might be a
bit. Because they go, I feel like whenever I see anyone do a joke where it's just like, dude, I've heard 10,000 people tell that same joke. It's always, they always seem to be having like, so much fun. to a degree where I'm like, you think that's your joke, don't you? I could be. I mean, maybe I'm giving too much. I don't know whether that's credit or the opposite of it. I'm not sure which.
That's
benefit
really
of the doubt.
Benefit of the doubt is probably.
Yeah. But even that, even if I'm right about that, that's not much better. That's maybe even worse.
How do you guys feel about, like, let me kind of define it, like hack jokes, right? So hack jokes being everybody does a joke about X,
right?
Everybody does it. Do you guys frown on that? Even if it's like your own take on it,
just
in general. Like, I don't know if you guys have a Cosby joke.
Like, if it's a top,
I was about to say, if it's
topic-wise, I don't give a shit.
Especially since we're all like playing like the social media game. You're trying to do something to put on Instagram that's relevant. Well, I get it. Especially if it's your own original take. But yeah, if you're still talking about Cosby in 2024.
Like, I hear it. It's out.
I know that's a big thing. I think one way that people just sort of announce to the audience that they shouldn't be taken seriously is they talk about stuff that was like really, really relevant a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you found one joke that either was funny or you thought was funny about this one bit. It's time to let go.
Well, how about this? All right, so let's take this to the next level. How about people talking about COVID and wearing masks?
Yeah, I'm tired of that. Like,
I personally am tired of it, but
what is there enough to say?
You're a little bit. This is a little close to home, actually, because I have one. And I have had this thought. I'm like, I don't know. Does it stay? Because I talk about why I left teaching, right? It was the 21-22 year is what I talk about, because that was specifically the year where half the year was with masks, mm-hmm. half wasn't, and then mm-hmm. going to a whole thing about...
Okay, well, that's like a unique perspective. I mean, look, I think there are right ways to do it.
Yeah, I'm not... That wasn't pointed at you.
I know it wasn't, and...
Because you know I would love to do that.
I know. Both of you would take any opportunity to just sabotage me in very real ways.
We're just calling it like we see it.
Exactly.
the very real way.
Self-burn. I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. But I have thought about that, though. Even though I feel pretty good about, like, that particular bit, like, still making sense to do right now.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
I don't like complimenting you, but that's a really good joke.
I appreciate that. But
well, I do a white noise joke. I know there's 1,000 people who do that joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the,
sure.
The thing that came to mind immediately for me was dating apps.
Yeah.
Everybody does a dating app, and I just wrote the dating app joke. And I'm like pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it. It's still kinda like figuring out what it is, but
I have like probably 3 jokes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, literally 3 punchlines that are app jokes.
Right.
And I'm okay with all of them.
Do you have dating app jokes?
I don't have dating app jokes.
Oh, because you have like a person.
I do have a cursor, but I met her on a dating app. It's not like I've never used it. Yeah.
Okay.
But no, again, like, I think we all break the rule to a degree. Like, I have a joke that references OJ. I mean, that's been played out.
That's been tapped.
Yeah. Sure. But I also think about it's just really all in how you do it.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I think if you're like, you know, if you're making your whole set about it,
you got bigger problems.
The point is, kind of with anything, what's your perspective? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why are you telling the joke?
That's a fairly new thing that I come from the class. Yeah. You haven't heard it, so I do want to bring that up. Is
if you don't have a point of view, what do you
all these people that are new comics and whatever, they always want to be super dirty or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the thing, and I've been asking myself this question a lot, and we've been talking about it, is it's this idea that no one's making you do any of this. You get to pick from literally an infinite amount of things to talk about. Why are you picking this thing to talk about.
Yeah.
If it's for some reason, when we say abortion, I don't mean it, I want to go somewhere else.
Well, it's
butt jokes.
It's somewhere to go.
Dick jokes. Like,
yeah.
What is that really? What you want to talk about? And if it is, awesome. Good for you. That's great. I don't have a problem with it.
So there's a thing like that. You see it like a lot in literature and stuff. Like writers being like, "What I have to say is on the page." And there's a few people. Cormac McCarthy is like that. He's like,
I feel like you've said
he
that
doesn't.
Before.
Lord no. But I would if I got to a certain point where I could, I probably would.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, that's the thing. Like what were you thinking about when you wrote this? Like, it's on the page. Samuel Beckett did. Like, do you think that that's a defensible thing to do in comedy? I kind of think it's not. And I also kind of think it's not in literature either.
Wait.
I think if you can't...
I'll push back a little
bit
on it.
If you can't give some kind of answer for what's going on in this joke, you got to wonder.
All right, here's my pushback. I got two points of pushback.
Do you understand that I said you got to wonder at the end of the sentence?
Sure.
I'm not necessarily saying...
No, just for a good debate is... I think make no apologies.
Okay.
I think that's number one a little bit. Number two is, I think it's like music, right? You ever hear people who write music? They don't want to describe their song because what it means to them and what it means to somebody else could be different things, right? I know that's not quite the same thing that we're talking about.
It's similar,
but I don't know if you need any grand explanation.
I think. How about this? You need to, even if you refuse, I think that you should have the ability to be able to defend your joke.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're like, I don't want to because I don't owe you anything, which you don't. You
That's
don't owe
kind
anybody
of where
anything.
I'm a little bit.
But I agree with that. But I feel like if you don't know why you're doing it, it's very likely a bad sign.
Sure. And also, here's the thing too. Like, we don't... We don't get to decide what we'll say society. I hate when people say society in conversation. What the grand sort of mass of people who are at your show or whatever who've seen this joke.
Yeah.
We don't get to decide how they feel about it.
Yeah.
So if they got questions and they want to push back, it's also
I think
within their right.
You need to be able to answer that question to yourself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I think
that's the bottom of it.
Yeah, and maybe there's exceptions to that, but I think overall, if you don't have some sense of why you're saying what you're saying, very likely not funny.
Yeah. Interesting.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Because why... Okay. Why can't you just be saying it because... You thought it was funny.
I mean, you can. It's not. I'm not stating this as like a rule. Mm-hmm. I'm stating this as like a indicator.
Okay.
Right. So if you can't talk about why you're telling that joke, there's a very good chance that you're doing a bad job and it's not funny.
Right,
because you don't have any stake in it.
Right. But Jerry Seinfeld is on. I'll say on record, saying over and over again, we're putting words in order to elicit a laugh. Therefore, he would probably say
the most obnoxious man on the planet.
The most obnoxious. Yeah. Isaac, I owe you nothing. I am here to make you laugh.
True.
And I did that, and I have no other explanation.
I agree.
I kind of am a little bit on that side, which is weird. I would normally.
I would have guessed. I just think it's most likely if you don't have some kind of an answer to give to yourself or someone else, even if you refuse to answer the question, if you don't have some kind of something invested in there, chances are it's not going
to
be good.
I also think we're talking about this in a vacuum because it'd be impossible to have a conversation where Brian Regan and Big J are getting asked the same question. Big J's is much more provocative in what he talks about.
Sure.
So him having to defend or give some sort of sense of why he does the joke versus the Brian Regan is probably fair too.
Although, think about Brian Regan has this bit about how much he hates raisins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, and so people are like, but don't you like grapes? And he's like, yeah, I like grapes, but I don't like raisins. And then he makes a parallel to like, do you like this rotting ham sandwich? Well, you should, because it's ham, right? You know, like, I think that's a pretty like harmless, like, for everybody joke
about comments
but,
on social media.
But but he you can tell when he's telling that joke that he means it. He's mad that people make this argument to him. He's annoyed that people are trying to tell him to like raisins because he likes grapes. You can feel it. There's like rage there.
Okay, so you're saying that the joke has to have some type of like personal connection.
I think that it's very unlikely that it will be good if it doesn't have some kind. I'm not saying it's not a rule. I don't put any rules on anything. Mm-hmm. If you can be hilarious without having any connection to it, fine, good for you. I just think that it's very, very less likely for something to be good if you don't have something in you driving it out of you. Rather,
it really
than
feels
just
like a rule to me. I don't know. It feels like a rule to me. I feel like,
you know what?
There's a sand,
you know,
next Jonathan's line right there.
We're not doing that. No, because I'm making a very fucking good point.
You know what? I'll tell you. It kind of feels like this thing that I've always felt, and I don't know if y'all will agree with this. I feel like most comedians tell the truth 80% of the time. And by that, I mean, you know, we'll embellish on details or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But at the core, there is something about what we're saying on stage that is true to us.
Even if it's not literally a true event that happened.
Yeah, I think authentic, not true, is usually my
Okay, authentic. That might be a better way to put it.
It can be both, but...
Because I think it's very rare for us to make a ham sandwich joke and not at least like feel like, well, no, like I really do like grapes.
Right. I mean, just apply it to any other art form, right? If someone makes a song that doesn't mean anything to them, very good chance it's not going to be a great song.
When you put it that way, that...
If someone...
I think it's a little different, but I get it.
We probably could
save 10 minutes if you would just started with that example. Well,
but here's the thing. I was working my way there. I didn't have it ready. I would have started with it.
They're a little too different, I think, for that.
I think they're different. I don't think they're too different.
I made the analogy of songwriters before, too, in so much that, like...
Oh, so you stole it from him.
Yeah, he did. But that's okay. That's what he does. Speaking of hack jokes, I was focusing on him when I brought it up.
I hate it here.
Well, listen, you guys have wasted 27 minutes, so let's take a quick break. This is a Comedy Zone podcast, everybody. Heartswing, Jonathan Williams, Jordan Sentry, Jason Ellenking. We'll be right back.
Every minute is wasted.
Comedy Zoning out.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Comedy Zone podcast. We're here with...
Comedy...
Well, it's still the Comedy Zone podcast. We're comedy zoning
out. How are we
going to
do that? How are we going
to? I'm working on it.
Jonathan, don't mess up the ad read. All right. what are you doing?
Find your way in. That's not my problem.
I appreciate it.
How you find your way in is not my problem.
Comedy Zoning Out on the Comedy Zone podcast. So right now, maybe presented by Comedy Zone. I'm working it out.
Figuring it out. Go make money.
Yes. So as we come in, I wanted to ask... I know his take on this. We had a really nice conversation about it, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Do you gamble? Are you a gambler?
I've bought a couple lottery tickets before.
That's all right. That's gambling for you?
Yeah. No, I gambled once when I was a kid. I lost some money when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl.
I'm putting my dream... What's going on here?
I had to borrow money from my dad because I gambled money.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
Start at the beginning, please.
I think, all right, so I was in the moment. Wherever Super Bowl the Eagles made it and Donovan McNabb was the quarterback, I bet like $20 that the Eagles would win. And, you know, that didn't really pan out. So I had to borrow $20 from my dad, and he was mad because why was I gambling in middle school or whatever
it was?
That is
amazing.
But he gave it to you.
Yeah, because I'm a man of my word. I had to sell my debt.
That's huge right there. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I got in trouble.
I don't know about honor. That's not a thing.
It's like honor. I don't burden myself with honor.
I wouldn't know how.
So, long story short, I've gambled before.
Well, you're a sports fan.
Yes.
You what are your sports? What are your
Watch basketball, college and NBA. Watch NFL. Okay. Of course. Pretty much stay there.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely an NFL guy. I watch a little bit. My brothers are so into sports, so I get a lot of it ancillary. Like, I played everything, but I don't watch as much. If there's one thing that I was like, I wish I watched more because I love it, is hockey. Hockey is so much fun to see live.
Yeah.
It's just fun to watch, but I prefer to watch things with people, and no one's really seeking it out. So, anyway, the reason why I asked, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to take my glasses off so I can... Really
make that paper as loud as you can.
Oh, that's totally fine. The wait is over, guys. DraftKings Sportsbook, on official sports betting partner and official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with promos QCPN and bet $5 will receive $250 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using code QCPN. Bet $5 to get $250 instantly in bonus bets, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code QCPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-1855-43 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license. So if you are going to bet on any of those things, now you know where to do it.
I was about to say, where was that promo code when I was betting on the Eagles?
UCPN, baby.
I continue to not understand how you can do $5 and then get $250, but it sounds pretty great.
I have to say, I'm 100% going to do that.
Like, I think I'm going to as well.
Why not?
Yeah. I think I told you last time, I made my first bet this year, and I will do more. Listening. Yeah, you weren't listening. But anyway, there you go. DraftKings, they're the ones that are doing it. So we're glad that they're making this push and allowing us to push that here on the podcast. On the Comedy Zoning Out
podcast. We need the right to gamble. Come on.
Yeah, there it is. Cheers and all around.
Get this money.
I don't know where that weird, like, moral authority came from. You just came in with hot and heavy in a way that I don't understand. So, but we have the right to gamble.
We do.
Guys, let's stand up and toast to this.
That's right.
CLT first. That's spelled CLT1ST. It's a refreshing new podcast of Charlotte people, by Charlotte people, for Charlotte people.
No bots, no AI, just real human voices. We call it news for people who are so over local news.
We work with natural allies, all locally owned, like the Charlotte Ledger, Queen City Nerve, Charlotte Post, and many others.
We're all about local, local, local with minimal murder and mayhem. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Instagram.
Change your morning routine with us.
CLT first.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.
I am absolutely fascinated by Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fighting.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated by the whole thing, and I'm gonna start, if you'll indulge me. I was watching Tyson in his prime. I was young, but I was watching him in his prime. Like, people were getting pay-per-view, spending all this money for 14 seconds of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson was scary. Where
he just murders whoever.
Yeah.
My gosh. It was such a phenomenon to watch that dude fight. And I have to say, and I'm not bringing up any of the other things that happened about him. I know that's all awful. But I will say that who the guy is now that you see on all these podcasts and speaking of, that seems like someone who's taken very seriously the rehabilitation.
I think so too.
And
I agree.
And I'm fascinated by him, like his philosophical outlook and things like that. He's been so interesting to listen to. All the other stuff aside, he's a fascinating guy to listen to. I know nothing about Jake Paul other than the vitriol that everybody has about him, but he's impressing people in the ring now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick it out there. You mean you see him? You have some interest in it or no, Jordan?
No. Jake Paul has been putting in a lot of work. He's been like doing actual training when it comes to boxing. He is it sounds kind of crazy. He is, to an extent, a trained fighter. Like, this isn't somebody you would want to run into in the street and just challenge him if you didn't know what you were doing. This is still Mike Tyson. I hope we're remembering that part.
He's putting in the work, but he's about to fight Mike Goddamn Tyson. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. We're talking about Godzilla just went under the water for a while.
Okay.
He's coming out. Okay, you know what I mean? Like,
in real life, we all want to see him just get absolutely wrecked by Mike Tyson, right?
That would be.
And I'm not even against Jake Paul in general. This field, but I wasn't. My initial reaction to this was, "How dare you?"
Yeah, right. How that's kind of what I mean.
Dare
a little
you.
Bit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You can't.
I don't like give. I don't care about this that care, much. Yeah. But like,
it's definitely a.
But
fun.
There's something. It also. So I, when I first started teaching middle school, Jake and Logan Paul were like, they were it. They were like huge YouTube stars. I still don't know what they did at all.
No idea. But, you didn't subscribe to their channel?
I did not like and subscribe. But but I do know that a bunch of 13-year-olds had strong opinions one way or the other. They had a favorite. They had their brothers, is that right?
That, Jake and Logan Paul. Correct. Yeah.
And one of them went to that forest in
the older Japan one. Yeah.
And found a dead body. And was like, it'll be hilarious for me to record tape this. Or it'll be. Or
That happened. I don't know.
Oh, dude. The suicide forest in Japan. He went there and he like filmed someone and then like tried to make it like he was like, I'm honoring.
I think it was Logan. I think that's the older one. That's one. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's gross, man. I don't know. So I'm just kind of associating. I'm lumping him in because they're brothers, which is.
Yeah. Have you guys heard the story? I think it's Jake Paul about that he has the footage of the alien. Rogan talks about this.
He has footage of an alien.
All right.
I'm listening.
All right. So here, so
you got my attention.
Deal. I get something just from my eye. This is apparently, and I'm pretty sure it's Jake Paul, so everyone's going to lambaste me if it's not. He went to this one particular guy who's a scientist or a government official or something like that. He's Jake Paul.
Is that guy from Ancient Aliens?
No, but he goes to this guy's house. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he coaxed the guy into showing him or what it was, but the guy had it on his phone from something. This is real, but this is, I'm
letting you go. You're and making then a face. I'm jumping
it
in.
It sounds like, crazy. We're both listening.
But again, this. All right. So the guy like shows him the footage. I don't know if it's on his computer or his phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Jake Paul.
You sound like Rogan.
I know. So Jake Paul's like, I want to buy this footage from you. I'll pay you. Whatever, a bunch of money. Or I could be getting this way wrong. I'll pay you $10 million, whatever the hell it was.
Right.
And this guy's like, no. Jake's like, let me see it one more time. Watches it again. He's like, you won't sell me this. And he leaves. He had a mini camera on him.
Sounds right.
Because he figured, because this guy won't give anybody this footage or whatever. And apparently he set it up. When he watched it the second time, he recorded it.
Well, did he... Did he post it?
Here's the thing. Jake Paul said, he's like, I just wanted the footage. He will not show anybody.
Joseph Smith. What are we talking about?
Okay. Here? Now, Moses. Let's think about this.
These tablets are
I love this reaction right now. I didn't expect
that. The people in the world, they could have classified footage of aliens. But you want us to believe that YouTuber Jake Paul,
he found the guy.
Bamboozled the guy.
Is the man to do it.
The number of nightmarish people with so much resources who have tried to do this stuff.
I love Jake everything like, Paul, you're saying.
I got it.
With a hidden camera from Best Buy.
Or it could have been a really nice GoPro. Either way,
convince
this guy to show him footage of an alien.
Listen, I get it. I feel like an idiot right now.
Yeah,
but
this
happened.
Those two things you just said aren't connected. You said I get it. I feel like an idiot. You don't either.
I'm telling you, I think this is a thing.
You brought it up with a lot of conviction. I did. And you seem to still have it. And right. 1,000,000% Jake Paul does not have footage of an alien. If he does, cool. But he doesn't.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, so.
Well, would you like to bet $5 and possibly win up to $200?
I bet you can bet on that.
Oh, Jordan, that felt good, what we just did.
Yeah.
Cheers. All right. It's kind of like
deservedly. Did you just spill some of my
ouch? No.
Jonathan, you can't clack that hard, man. Jeez, we got to work on the.
Someone's lightweight over here. All right, so, but I want us to go on record. Who's going to win and what round?
Mike Tyson, because the other guy is Jake Paul. So that's my whole reasoning. Okay. Mike Tyson within 15 seconds.
All right. That's awesome that you just said that. By the way, I saw this one like...
That's also my hope, by the way.
I know. Yeah. That's fair. Where it was like Mike Tyson at 16. And he went to the Olympics, right? He was a straight Olympic, whatever. And he's like doing all this crazy blah, blah, blah. And then it showed Jake Paul... at 16, and he's like dancing for the game. Yeah. He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh no. So anyway,
yeah, you gotta pay for that shit.
Sorry. So 15 seconds, Mike Tyson. You got a prediction?
Oh no, I definitely think Mike Tyson is going to win. Now, from what I understand, I think this is like an exhibition fight, so that kind of changes things a little bit. Like, I don't think that's different
from the other one.
Yeah, like for example, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones had an exhibition fight years ago, and one of the things was there was like a no knockout clause, like you couldn't knock out your opponent. So it's going to be more about who's the actual better fighter, because you're not going to get, because obviously if you knock somebody out, well, that's game over, you won.
Yeah.
But now it's going to
doesn't that make more. You an amazing fighter?
It well, yes and no, because anybody can get caught. And that's, see, that question shows somebody that's never been hit there.
We actually talked about my fight club that I was
in. Oh, I heard that. That's right. You were in the fight club. You are a nerd.
Adorable.
All right, but anyway, Mike Tyson's going to win. I don't know what
It's like Jake Paul's putting it. Think about, like, Mr. Beast has been practicing basketball real hard, and now he's going to go one-on-one with Michael Jordan. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a little bit bad. I get it. But however, you know, Father Time is undefeated.
Father Time is undefeated.
So Tyson is, he's not the guy he used to be. I mean, there's just no other way. And I think Jake Paul, I'm not saying he's the real deal. I don't really know.
But he's getting some respect.
He's getting some respect. So,
that's fair.
I didn't know this exhibition thing was happening. So that does change things. Because I don't think Tyson was ever really known as a technician in boxing.
Maybe not.
He's a brawler.
But it's still Mike Tyson. He was a professional fighter for, I don't know, how long?
He was the bad guy.
I'm sure he knows enough.
Everyone that I can think of hears Mike Tyson and knows who that person is.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're a boxer. That means you're real good at boxing.
I mean, listen, I'm going to call Tyson as well. I think
I will also be severely sad if Jake Paul wins.
I'm a little bit with you too. That'll
It just feels like a moral loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't like the story arc of I started in the slums of being a YouTube star.
In Ohio.
I come from humble beginnings of having a lot of money from no
good parent household.
And a two-parent household and also doing dumb bullshit and making millions of dollars. And then I rose up and had come on, man.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Speaking of whatever dumb things you were saying, you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm fine with the intro to that.
Okay. So would you rather has been one of my favorite things to do. So we're going to start with that.
Right?
Okay.
It's lazy, but it's fun. Yeah.
No, is that in your bio to describe your performance? It's lazy. But it's
lazy. Honestly, not a bad idea.
It's his Hinge profile, actually.
Yeah.
All
right.
All of these
are great.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You think you're making fun of me? You're giving me ideas.
All right, so I have two for us. All right.
Okay.
And so the first one is it's a little hokey or whatever. The second one I actually love. So the first one is: would you rather climb to the tallest mountain or travel to the bottom of the sea? You can do both of these.
Climb to the tallest mountain?
What did I say?
Or
climb up?
Climb up.
I'm just being the worst.
Yeah. Yes. Correct. Both of these you can do safely once. The next time you do it, it becomes sketchy and you may perish.
Oh, that changes things.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Look at that. You
can do either one safely. Let me
qualify that a little bit more. So you do it once, you can do it safely. You can do it again, but you're not protected anymore, as in, like, you can be the guy in the green jacket.
What's this whole do it again thing? I don't care about
that's
that.
That's great. This is
do we have to do it again?
This is for you to decide.
Yeah. What I don't oh. do I okay, but do I know that I'm safe?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I know that I'm invincible.
This question is about: would you rather go to the bottom of the ocean or to the top?
And I'm just like, I'm just blasé. Just like, yeah. I can do it. I'm going. I'm jumping over little chasms, not even worried about it.
A little bit, yeah.
I think it's mountain for me. I know that ocean is, you know, people make a point, rightfully, of like, hey, we know less about the ocean than we do the universe or whatever.
Right.
And that's cool. But I feel like in terms of me, what am I going to discover down there? I'm going to see some fish with lights on them. Like, and that's going to be cool. It's going to be real cool, but I'm not going to be like, I have found secrets. And if I would, I wouldn't know what I was seeing.
I might find Atlantis.
And it would be so weird, I wouldn't know what it was.
Make sure you wear the mic, though, so you can record whatever's down there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got to just get that Jake Paul.
Got to get the Jake Paul mic.
It was a camera. It was a camera.
The camera part. Yeah, you're
cool.
Right.
Let's defend Jake Paul. But I think mountain, just because it's, I don't know, though. The mystery of the sea.
Mystery of the ocean. All right, so I'm gonna.
So many people
this
have
is
gone
a real thing, and I may have
Everest.
Talked about this on one of these other podcasts, but you guys know they just discovered, like, a new, like, underwater mountain range.
No. What?
They just discovered a new underwater mountain range, right? And on this mountain, as they were going through, they're finding like 30 different species they never had any inkling that they were existed at all.
I changed my mind.
They just like were going one to the other. We're like, this thing didn't exist before this moment of us seeing this creature.
This whole thing of like, what if unicorns are real? I'm always like, there are crazy nightmare fish. And also giraffes are crazier than unicorns. Like,
aliens show up going, we need to see one of these giraffes.
Yeah, the stuff we have is so much crazier than the magical stuff we wish we had.
We're just used to it.
That's right. Just like, it's a horse with a horn. Who cares? Tape one on. Like, it's the same.
You just made so many girls cry at here.
Oh, yeah, because this podcast has such a young woman fan base.
This is a Gen Alpha podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Man, are we sponsored?
There goes the YouTube
Taylor
channel.
Swift? What are you talking about, Jason? Yeah. Good point, Jordan.
Okay.
Good lord.
All right. That's enough. What would you do?
Oh, I'm definitely going to the bottom of the ocean.
Whoa, definitively.
Yes, easy.
Me too, actually, after a couple minutes.
Yeah, because...
No, I changed my mind.
And I'm a little bit ignorant here. I probably am. But what's the highest mountain we have? Like Mount Kilimanjaro?
It's Everest. Everyone knows.
It's something, but whatever it is, it's been climbed.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, no, that's, I think you're...
So
I
it's possible
it,
to do that.
It's been done.
It's been done.
Yeah.
No one's been to the very bottom of the ocean.
Although, James Cameron, was that the deepest we know of? I know. That was actually my initial argument was going to be, I don't want... my coolest thing I do to be the same thing as the Avatar guy did.
There's plenty of...
Because he went to the bottom of the Mariana Trench in, like, a bubble. He, like, did what those people with the Nintendo controller died doing, except he
didn't die. The
submersible
thing. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. No one, or maybe just James Cameron, has been to the very bottom. And not only that, the pressure, like... continues to go up. So whatever surviving down there, if I get a chance to see it and be invincible, I want to see it.
You know what I just saw today was there's like a spot where the European tectonic plates and the, I think, Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There are two places where like major tectonic plates... You can go in the ocean. There's like a picture of a diver touching two continents.
Mm.
Oh.
Touching two underground
really
tectonic plates.
Yeah,
I saw it and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, so you can't get out of the mountains.
I was like,
yeah.
Reminds me of the end of Stranger Things, which I just watched. All right. For me, it's the ocean. Once I heard that they're just discovering new things.
Yeah, cool. It's kind of though. It's kind of the ocean.
Yeah, it's
kind like,
of
it's kind
the ocean.
It's kind of the answer. Right. Right?
If you don't agree with us,
and I started with mountain, but
no, but because that's kind of where I started in my head too. I was
it was just
oh
like,
my god, go up there and
see. Go up with all those other rich assholes who've gone up there.
Yeah, all these people are
like,
in line.
They've like stepped over dead Sherpas to get there.
Right. Yeah.
Horrible. Okay. So next, would you rather? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guys, ready? This one to me is kind of a riot. Would you rather?
A riot.
Which of these two movies would you rather be real? Jurassic Park or Ghostbusters?
Do you have any relevant options?
What? What are you talking about?
Do you have anything post 1990?
No, and why would anybody
Actually, Jurassic Park is post-1990.
It's barely.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park is one of the greatest films of all time, and so is Ghostbusters. I don't care when
it came actually.
You were just telling us about your stupid French movies you that
know,
gave a
you
shit
know what?
About.
You know what I want to be real? Children of Paradise, 1945, Marcel Carnet.
It was.
It was kind of real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Your pretension knows no bounds, Jonathan.
It's fun. Pretension is fun.
Can you save this podcast?
I'll try to. I've been trying to save it for the past 90 minutes. I don't know
how much longer. The last 2 weeks have been a nightmare
for me.
This has been like your only social outing the past 2 weeks.
The past 2 weeks? You think that I've had one recently before this?
Answer the goddamn question. All right, I got you.
My thing is, and these aren't horror movies, but my favorite horror movies are the ones that are real because I feel like I have a fighting chance.
Okay.
And so with this in mind, I would go with Jurassic Park just because I feel like I could more easily kill a dinosaur than a ghost.
But in the... are you? How confident are you about that?
I think if I get a really strong gun...
I can
kill a dinosaur.
It's
I don't.
The funniest three words I've heard in a long time.
I got a really
strong gun. A really strong gun.
Like
you mean a bazooka?
Sure.
A flamethrower.
Yeah. Give me any
just
of those.
A big dinosaur bullet.
Also, no one has said bazooka since 1964.
I know. I was searching for something that could be called a really big gun.
I think the idea of. But see, Ghostbusters, there's like four guys who will help you if ghosts come.
Will they help you?
Yeah, they're Ghostbusters.
Well, but I mean, like, but come on, man. They're like.
Venkman will be hysterical and rid your house.
They'll help anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta bring a girl around.
I was gonna say, what are you getting at here, Jonathan?
I'm getting at, like, I'm not gaining them anything. By them exorcising my house, you know?
They don't do that. Have you seen the fucking movie?
I have a long time.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's been a while.
Oh, you guys
I do like scary things happening in, what was it, a library?
That was a library.
That I both very much want to and not want to experience. I don't know. This question does nothing.
But see, that's the other point. I feel like you're not, in Ghostbusters, you're not safe wherever you are. Whereas, at least in Jurassic Park, the dinosaur can't see you.
You're saying this is a corporeal... This is a corporeal entity that can be killed, is the advantage, is what you're saying.
He did this. He did.
You just need a really big gun.
I see
your point, but you're looking at it more from a survival standpoint. I'm looking at it from... Which is probably smarter, but I'm looking at it from a... Which is more... like whimsical and weird, which makes the world a more magical place. You know, that's kind of what I'm looking at.
I still think it's the dinosaur.
I like a magical place.
There was that one scene in Jurassic Park where it looked very magical. Like we saw like the herbivores hanging out on the dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute, man.
Look, that's the only scene I kind of remember. And the fly was in that movie, right?
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
You just referenced
you know
the movie from the 80s. Yeah. You're not giving me shit.
The fly. Yeah.
You know what's fun? I was just about to say, Jeff Goldblum is there. That's fun.
Yeah.
And Laura Dern, and they're bickering. That's cute.
Come on, man.
You have not seen the movie. Because they don't bicker.
They don't bicker.
Wait,
who bickers?
Can I train my own raptor?
Who bickers?
Her boyfriend. I forget his
name. Oh, that like guy's from like maybe England.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Maybe England. Yeah.
And he has a hat on.
Just ruined this. All right, you guys ready for the next game? This is my big surprise.
Yeah, I really wanted to get into it, but that did nothing for me.
I'm ready.
Okay, right. Okay. So we're going to play the $10,000 pyramid or whatever.
Again.
Got it.
Is that like a scratch-off ticket?
It's a show.
You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys know the pyramid?
Roughly.
All right. Oh, they used to play on like the game channel.
I think it's
on
WGN.
Something.
Oh yeah, dude, it was like I used to watch it as a kid.
It's like one of those Chicago specific shows.
We used to watch it as a kid. You were like 18.
You were on it. You may have hosted it. Honestly,
it's so much fun. It's so much fun. So we're gonna play that.
Yeah, GSN is what you're talking about. Yeah, by the way, Game Show Network.
All right, so here's how this works. Okay, y'all have to sit back to back. So
okay.
All right, so y'all turn back to back.
Already.
All right. Just, we don't have to go crazy with it. Just enough. Just
okay.
Enough.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We have to touch backs.
Oh, you don't have to, I think we have to stay in our camera like angles. To. So okay.
All right. Fine. Leave. Leave.
Okay. So yeah. Jonathan, you got to put your drink down. You drunk. Okay.
Seems rude to call out my disease.
Well, if you have a problem, you can call 1-8.
It's the same.
Okay, so the way this it works, I'm gonna do a stopwatch, and I'm gonna put a I'm gonna put all of your things right here. Whatever word that you see on this card, you have to describe it so that he says the word.
Oh. Okay. Got it.
So if you see a dinosaur on there, you'd be like, we were just talking about it. It's a terrible movie, or that you don't understand movies.
Jordan is leaning so intimately against me right now. So
you are. Okay. I'm not against it. It's Jordan, nice. We're bonding.
So, Jordan, so you have to. He's going to describe something. You're going to try to say the word.
I think you probably understood
right?
the
you get
other
it.
Half of
yeah. But you only have 1 minute. You get 7 words in 1 minute.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So I can I can say literally anything except for that word.
And wait, I'm the one that has to make the call of whether to pass or not.
You both can.
All right. Okay.
And this particular thing that we're doing, you can only do one at a time.
Do not undercut pass me, motherfucker.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yes.
And this is.
Yes.
I believe it's called things that relate to music.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna put this.
Feel okay about that.
All right. So. Are you ready?
I mean, sure.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, so there's a person who is the main person in a band.
The lead singer?
Yes.
Correct.
Killed it. This is the part of a song that everyone knows.
Hook.
Another
chorus?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, no. We're going to lose because I can't get the... Okay. This is an instrument that's like... it's fancy.
Triangle.
It's in an orchestra. It has strings and a bow and it's
a cello.
No, think of the more basic, obvious one of that. Good Lord, strings.
A harp.
A bow. It's like it's.
All right, pass.
The
pass,
world's pass. Smallest.
Fucking
violin. Hear it.
Okay. The person who makes the beats.
A producer.
Boom.
You're in 10 seconds. 5 seconds left.
The words in a song are also called?
Lyrics.
A person who does it without singing?
Done. Oh. All right.
Rapper.
How many did you get?
Was that one?
I felt like that was like 5, right?
No, more than that, I think. We got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
4, right. I guess. Oh, 4? Because one of these we didn't get.
Oh, the violin.
Violin. So, yeah, 4.
All right. You ready? So, that one was specifically for you. Now, this one's for you. So back to back, doing it again. Lord. This one is things that people are afraid of.
Oh gosh! Okay.
You know what? I feel seen. I'm good with this. Is the dark the main one? Are they all just the dark?
Okay. So I gotta start my clock over here.
The dark.
All right.
Point.
So I'm gonna put them in front of you, and you just grab it so you get so you don't.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Begin.
All right. This thing has 8 legs.
Spider.
All right. It's the opposite of light.
Dark.
Perfect. If you're up on a mountain, you're afraid of?
Heights.
Some people are afraid of this once they reach the age of 90.
Death.
All right. we were talking about
earlier, but okay.
They were talking about being in this movie. People were hunting them down. We were just talking about.
Jurassic Park. What are we talking? Dinosaurs?
No, they're busters.
Dinosaurs. What?
They're busters. They're what busters?
Dust.
Oh my gosh.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Ghosts.
They were hanging out in the woods in Atlanta back in like 2016.
Oh no.
They're in a circus.
15 seconds.
Elephants.
The scary
wolves.
Things are in a circus.
Wolves.
They're people.
Clowns.
All right. If you're in a plane, what are you doing?
You're flying.
All right.
Hey, you got it. Good job, guys.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah,
good work.
Well done.
Holy shit. All right. Well, that was fun. It was fun for me.
I enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think clearly we see that Jonathan doesn't know how to communicate.
He's terrible at communicating.
Manifested itself in a couple of ways.
The thing about what you guys are saying is... All right, so there's a...
That was really cool. That was kind of fun.
I enjoyed that, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed that. Well, we're going to put wagers on it in the future because I'm going to play that again.
And if you have a problem, dial.
There you go. There you go.
The way that they have it written out in a way that it's like 1-8, I'm like, it's weird the way it's written out. They just gave me the number instead of...
They literally you know what would really be crazy? What if you took those numbers and played the lottery?
If you had a serious gambling problem and did that and won, your life would be ruined.
For sure. You'd be so confused.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's
what,
incredible.
What shows you got coming up? You got anything coming up?
I do, yeah. I'm headlining at the church at Patty's in Fayetteville.
Headlining the church at Patty's?
Yes. It'll be my first time doing 45 minutes. So I'm officially in headlining territory. So really excited about that. And I'm bringing this
deadlift
with me.
I'll be there. I'm going to do like, three, 4 minutes.
I'm kidding. No, me and Jonathan are on that show Thursday of next
week. No, you're
this
bringing
week.
Jonathan. There's nothing
wrong with that. No, it's great. So I'm looking forward to it.
No, it's going
to
be great.
You, we did it before.
We did.
You opened for me, and now you're getting to go. You'll be,
yeah, man.
You'll do it next time, I'm sure. That's pretty cool, man. That's a really fun, interesting place. What'd you say?
Felt really condescending.
It wasn't, didn't mean it. No, fuck that. I'm not trying to be that guy. That was... No, that's awesome, man. I love that you guys are doing that. It's really cool. So that's the next show you guys have?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, that's right. Yes.
You're on it.
That's right. You and I are doing it.
At Ben.
Ben 110.
110 and Cornelius.
Cornelius.
With Jesse Jones.
Yes. Yeah, so this podcast will be out, so then they can they can check it out.
They can listen to it as we are performing. Is what
I mean, nice. Potentially, yeah.
That's okay.
I'm at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone this weekend. So if anyone from Pennsylvania is listening to this, check that out. Harrisburg Comedy Zone. I don't know what
Jessica Kirsten's coming. Am I saying her freaking name?
Yeah, okay. Yes, you are.
Okay, can we edit that part
out? No.
Okay. Didn't.
Jessica Kirsten is coming.
Yeah, and I'm hosting for
her. And you're hosting all weekend long. Yeah. Yes.
I'm
that
pretty
is
excited.
That is a huge deal.
Excited.
Damn right, buddy. That's amazing.
Can I flex a little bit?
Do it.
Multiple people were presented to her. She picked me.
Or her people did. We don't know if it was
either
her.
Way.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting stuff.
You can edit that.
That's
part
something. Well, no, that's. I think that's something that people don't know.
Yeah.
Is that when you're like hosting a feature work, is the bookers or the club or whatever it is will offer up a bunch of comics, and then someone chooses who they want to be their host or opener.
Feels nice to know that.
Yeah. It's very cool. I think this experiment, guys, is going all right so far.
Yeah.
This has been great.
There you go.
I say we give it another week at least.
Yeah.
I agree.
We'll have another surprise person next week.
Maybe not.
All right, guys. Well, this has been Comedy Zoning Out.
We're going to get it right one of these
times. Presented by the Comedy Zone. This is what we're pitching.
Comedy Zoning Out brought to you. The Comedy Zone presents Comedy Zoning Out. We're workshopping. We're figuring it out.
Okay. Have we not heard you talk enough in this?
No.
All right,
do I have more time?
No.
Could I do more?
We're close.
We're running the light.
Mr. Williams Comedy.
That's right.
On the stuff. On
Mr.
Instagram,
Williams Comedy, what's yours?
I'm at Jordan Century for good content and not what Jonathan makes.
Good. Cool. Seems totally unnecessary.
These two guys have a huge following. You can follow me at King Jason Allen or Jason Allen King on everything.
Could use it.
I could absolutely use it. Yeah. The weakest following. No. I got good quality people. I don't know what you people have. I've got good quality
name
people following
one.
Me.
For one name follow one a day, you can support this comedian. He'll write you a monthly card.
Name one follower.
It may just be me alone next week, guys.
Name a quality follower.
Russ King. He's the funniest guy I know. All right, guys. That's our show. We'll see y'all next week.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.